long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot calling for mostly cloudy skies with a small chance of spotty snow showers today, a high of 36. Mostly cloudy, 26 tonight. Sunday, a few flurries giving way to partly sunny skies, mid-30s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 25. Monday, mostly cloudy, accumulating snow Monday night into Tuesday, a high of Monday, 37. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with a 70% chance of snow, 2 to 4 inches possible overnight into Tuesday with a high of 36, back to 34 Wednesday.
Brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
100.9. My buddy Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. Big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
Is a darn good way to start your weekend. Chris Young, King Brown, Famous Friends on Country and Community. A great big shout out to the Ithaca girls wrestling team on their way to Kickapoo. Couple of medals last night. Let's see what they can do today. We'll have details with Bill Twining throughout the day. Here's Luke Bryan. Enjoy the trip, ladies.
Real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow. fix us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right.
That was the number one hit for Luke Bryan back in 2013 on Country and Community. 707, 29 degrees. If we can find Bill Twining in the snow, we're sending him to Kickapoo, and he will track that entire tournament. And we'll have details during our 810 Sports Report on that. We may have to call Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, and say, "What the heck, Brittany? My tonneau cover is covered." It's supposed to be a trace, so we shouldn't see a whole lot more. Snow continues to fall. It's part of your weekend wake up. Van Morrison on RCOFM.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and running. Hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. Hearts are thumping and you, my brown-eyed girl. Sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking back. Making love in the green grass. Behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. sing. Sha la 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 la.
Sundress hotter than the heat in July. With her wind-blown hair, it just wasn't fair the way she was blowing my mind. Have you ever noticed every hurricane gets its name from a girl like this? She's a cat five kind, keeps you up at night, hanging on to the end of a kiss. She's a beautiful miss. Yeah, the kind you love to love, but what happens next? I got a feeling when the sun comes up, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time, or some kind of radar system locked in on love. I got a feeling by the time the night finds the morning, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. You're burning your wheel somewhere between going and gone. You get so lost that you can't turn it off. You give in and you just turn it on. She's a heart full of rain, red lips like a flame. She's a girl from your favorite song. What a beautiful mess. One part angel, one part perfect, one part brick. The kind of love you'll never forget. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time, some kind of radar system locked in on love. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign.
From 2011, hopefully we're not under a storm warning anytime soon. That's Hunter Hayes. Got a chance to see him in concert along with Carrie Underwood way back in 2011. I'll tell you what, that kid put on a really decent show, as did Carrie. Carrie's always great on stage. Light Snow 29, here is Carrie from 2016 with Church Bells.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. All roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. But she was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing. Jenny was hosting Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises covered in makeup, dark sunglasses, and that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. He's standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads, Carolina, tails, California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. No. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads, Carolina, tails, California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
As well as, yeah, Yeah, the original right there. Jody Messina. They do a great job on that song together. 7:20, we're at 29 degrees right around the corner. We will have a look at this week in entertainment history. Light snow continuing. We do have a pretty good skiff on the ground as well. And we're at 29 degrees.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. Celebrity birthdays this weekend include Betty White.
Thank you for being a friend.
Betty White from the Golden Girls, born in 1922.
Back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Talk show host Maury Povich was born on this date in 1939. John Carpenter in 1948. And the late Andy Kaufman, otherwise known as Lotka Gravis from Taxi, born in 1949. Debbie Allen was born in 1950, and Kate Moss was born in 1974. In 1920, the motion picture The Kid opened up. In 1939, I Love a Mystery debuted on NBC's West Coast radio outlets. 1964, Hello, Dolly opened at the St. James Theater in New York City. 1988, we see Jimmy the Greek Snyder was fired as a CBS sports commentator of the NFL one day after making racist comments to a Washington, D.C. television station. And on this date in 2009, the iTunes Music Store reached 500 million applications downloaded. And that's a look at this date in entertainment history from WRCO-FM. This weekend's Rabbit Ears Memory takes us back to 1995 and the ABC Television Network. It was a show set in Cleveland, Ohio, and it revolved around the retail office and home life of Drew Carey. It's the Drew Carey Show from ABC.
All this energy calling me back where it comes from. Such a crude attitude. It's back where it belongs. All the little chicks with the crimson lips go Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks. Living in sin with a safety pin. Go Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks.
Ohio, Ohio, Ohio.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! diamonds or jewels. I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, but my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on a fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
It's John Denver.
Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So with my ducks and my chickens and my goats and my pigs and my horse. And my wife, Carlene, tells me I'm not a country boy. I grew up with Holsteins. I really did. Oh, that's classic John Denver. 727. We're at 29 degrees with light snow continuing to fall. At 7:30, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries, see who is celebrating. 7:45, we'll have a local newscast. I will be in the air chair, the old newsroom for you at 7:45. In for Joanne Krulotz. This is Daryl Singletary, the late DS with K.
Hey, with all your singing talent back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about. I sold everything I own to bring you here. Now you'll be famous, there's no doubt. Last week you knocked them out in New York. Tonight Chicago's going wild. Your record on the jukebox don't sound bad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Caution lights blink out their warning. Some old Big Ben clock chimes 3 a.m. Starving hound dog search a trash can. My gas tank could use $10 worth again. All the potholes here on Main Street jar my ribcage. I could cuss. The crowd of nightlife people look so sad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two young soldiers from Fort Campbell told me how they won the war in Afghanistan. Sirens echo through an alley. Some woman said somebody stabbed a man. I rushed Miss Teenage to the doctor. She begged to give the child my name. I can't count the cups of coffee that I've had. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two rose petals on my front seat falling from the bouquet Jimmy took to June. Jim kept mumbling through his teardrops, God, she'll leave this world with flowers in her room. Hey, I showed some drunk your picture, and he made a smart remark. I hit him in the mouth, boy, was I mad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Fiddles, steel guitars, and pianos, how they play. Grinding out the latest sounds from Music City, USA. Hey, although I know I brought you to the swinging music world, I miss pictures of those happy times we had. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Hey, I'm living,
Yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab.
Country and community for your Saturday morning get together, Mr. Daryl Singletary with Kay. We have just moved past the 7:30 mark. The snow, actually, the intensity increasing a little bit. So we have the ground and the sidewalk and the tonneau cover pretty well covered right now at the station. Brittany Merlot calling for a trace. And then this is going to be tapering off as we move into the day with a high temperature near 36. We'll take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on the way next. Stick around.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522, or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
Save extra now during the half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
Well, we can let you know that Maddie B, Alex Turner, and Polo G all celebrating birthdays today. Rowan Atkinson turned 69 as well on the celebrity side of things. Time to see who is celebrating in our little corner of the world, sponsored each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox. If you stop by, tell them thank you. And the Shoebox is where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
So I was there a few weeks ago, and the Shoebox actually did blow my socks off, knocked them right off, and they are right. They do sell socks. Today is Saturday, January 6, 2024. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in our corner of the world. And here's a birthday wish for Jill Vestudo today from Arch, the ancestors of the Richland County Hills. Another birthday wish here going out to Jill Vestudo today from Leonard. And a Jill Vestudo birthday from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. So congratulations and best wishes there. A very happy birthday wish to Darcy Willis today from her siblings. A birthday wish going out to Hunter Dobson from Aunt Cheyenne. Glenn Brander celebrating from the Shell Station Coffee Clutch. Jim Bindle, happy birthday wishes from Five Points Lutheran Church. And Janet Muckler, you make our list as well. That from Stephen and Cheyenne. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Jim Bindle and Lisa Clark are celebrating. Happy birthday wishes to Darcy Willis, Jim Bindle, and Lisa Clark from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Jesse Cattle, Colin Johnson, Kaylee Harrington, Bo Krieger, Genevieve Netz, and Nick Patch all make the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar. And from the Richland Center Lions Club calendar, Brantley Eberhardt, Sierra Shilgen, and Eric Ritten all celebrating today. Hey, if you're celebrating in the area a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best on this snowy Saturday from WRCO-FM. 735-29 with little old Sammy Kershaw.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer down, her black heart and a pretty red neck. Some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this here's the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the
I'm not sure there's a better example of a down-home country boy playing that corporate music, but doing a great job. Sammy Kershaw, Queen of My Double-Wide Trailer. That's a good old Star-Spangled Celebration memory right there, all part of your weekend wake-up. 7:39, right around the corner, we will have our news update at 7:45 from the WRCO-FM newsroom. I will be in the newsroom for your Saturday, in for Joanne. 29 with snow continuing. It's the Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
That's classic Johnny Cash, the man in black, the man from Folsom County Prison, Ring of Fire, Mr. J.C. on Country and Community. 7:45 news about 4 minutes away. During the 8 o'clock hour, we will have weather from Brittany Merlot, sports, and then 8:30, it's your items to buy, sell, clear, to give away each and every Saturday. It's Prime Mover on your radio.
Wisconsin, the nation, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45. We have light snow and 29 degrees. This news update is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed Seed and Such. The forecast from Brittany Merlot, the snow will eventually end. We shouldn't see much more than a slight trace on the ground with a high near 36. Mostly cloudy, 26 tonight. A few flurries Sunday. partly sunny by late afternoon, mid-30s. The real chance of snow looks like Monday night into Tuesday right now. We could see accumulating snow during the overnight and then more snow Tuesday, cloudy and breezy. When it's all said and done, by late Tuesday, we could have, or into maybe even early Wednesday, we could have anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow on the ground, and then another round heading into the weekend. We'll have next weekend, we'll have complete details with Brittany Merlot when we check in with weather after 8 o'clock. Our news will continue in a moment. We're at 29 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. On Friday morning at approximately 4:08, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a one-vehicle semi-crash on Highway 151 northbound at the McAdam Road overpass, with a secondary semi-crash occurring moments later. Jason Beckman, 49, from Lakeview, Iowa, was traveling northbound on Highway 151 in his 2014 Peterbilt semi-tractor and trailer when he left the roadway on the road's left side. Beckman struck a guardrail and continued traveling northbound, destroying approximately 150 yards of metal guardrail and wooden posts. The semi then struck the concrete guardrail barrier on the 151 bridge, causing the tractor and trailer to split. The trailer plummeted to the creek bed and roadway below. The trailer was loaded with pork belly and scattered throughout McAdam Road. At the same time, the tractor rolled on its passenger side and continued sliding northbound on Highway 151 across the bridge. The tractor came to rest, teetering over the edge of the bridge's concrete guardrail barrier on the north end. The engine separated from the tractor's cab and came to rest on the center line of Highway 151. Moments later, James Gordon, 56, from Waverly, Iowa, was traveling northbound in his 2020 Kenworth, pulling a fully loaded hopper trailer. Gordon struck the engine with the front driver's side of his rig, causing the front steering tires to be damaged. Gordon's vehicle veered right and slammed into the guardrail on the right side of the roadway. Gordon controlled his semi safely, and it came to rest on the shoulder of 151 on the right side of the roadway. Gordon was not injured in the crash. His tractor sustained disabling front end damage. The trailer was not damaged. Beckman's truck and trailer were both a total loss. Beckman sustained severe but non-life-threatening injuries in the crash and was transported to Mercy One Hospital in Dubuque. The northbound lanes of 151 were closed for approximately 9 hours while crews worked to clean up the wreckage. Though the crash is still under investigation, it's believed that the crash occurred due to driver error. No apparent mechanical or environmental factors played a part in the cause of the crash. Citations are pending further investigation. On Thursday evening at approximately 10:34, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies made contact with an individual who had an outstanding warrant. As a result, Thomas D. Naughton, 54, of Blanchardville, was arrested on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Naughton was booked into the Iowa County Jail, where he remains. A Lafayette County couple charged in the death of a baby were in court Wednesday. Ted Allen reports.
The sheriff's office there was made aware of a possible child abuse case involving an infant in Belmont just before Christmas. After the sheriff's office learned that the baby involved died in the Madison hospital, an investigation led to the arrest of the baby's parents, 23-year-old Maria Guadalupe Atlawa Aguas and 24-year-old Azaria Aguiar Gonzalez. Two are charged with first-degree reckless homicide and physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing great bodily harm, both as a party to a crime. They were given a cash bond of $1 million. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor opposed his keeping Republican Donald Trump off the ballot in the battleground state, saying that those who think he should be disqualified can, quote, vote against him. Governor Tony Evers also told the Associated Press in an interview on Wednesday that in order for President Joe Biden to win Wisconsin, he must be a frequent visitor to the state and focus his message on the success and issues that matter to the middle class, not just the argument that the fate of democracy is at stake. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a single point. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who has pushed for full legalization of recreational marijuana, says he's open to a more limited medical marijuana legalization being promoted by Republicans. The Democrat told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he would prefer to get it all done at once, but if medical marijuana legalization is all that can be done now, he'll be supportive of that. Republicans have been working behind closed doors for years on a medical marijuana bill, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in December that they would unveil it this month. Republicans have reportedly rejected full legalization. A ballot placement drawing will be held Monday morning at 10 in the City Clerk Treasurer's Office located at 450 South Main Street in Richland Center. Two candidates for the office of Richland Center Mayor have been certified to appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. The position of Richland Center Mayor is a two-year term. The candidates are Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. The deadline for candidates to file nomination papers and declarations of candidacy and campaign registration statement was Tuesday, January 2nd by 5 p.m. Wisconsin law requires a drawing of lots to determine the order of the candidates' names on the ballot. The candidates' names will be printed on uniform slips and placed in a box for drawing. The first name drawn will appear first on the ballot. The second name drawn will appear second on the ballot. The drawing, which is open to the public, will be witnessed and certified by the city clerk for placement on a consolidated ballot for electors to vote. Candidates are not required to be present for the drawing. Since there are no challengers for the other races, a drawing is not necessary. The extended deadline has passed for anyone interested in running for the District Number 1 alderperson seat currently held by Connie Hoppenjohn, who did not return nomination papers by the deadline. That means there will be no ballot candidate listed on the April 2nd ballot in District Number 1. Have you shopped at Sam's Club recently for some charcuterie meats? If so, it's time to check your refrigerator. There's a recall on certain ready-to-eat sampler meat products from Busetto Foods of Mount Olive, New Jersey, with concerns that the products may be tainted with salmonella. They're also trying to determine if the products are related to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The meat products were manufactured on October 30th and are 18-ounce plastic tray packages. They are marked with a best if used by date of April 27th, 2024. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each. Under the terms of the contracts made public on Thursday, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450 up to $100,000 total, which will be partially taxpayer funded. The state director of courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts are not contiguous. Local farmers are starting to get a bit anxious with the lack of snow and high temperatures this winter, particularly potato farmers. They need certain low temperatures to help control the insects because the deeper the ground freezes, the more difficult it is for bugs to munch on the farmers' crops. News 12 spoke with an Antigo farmer who said, quote, "The Colorado potato beetle is the biggest threat." Farmers also want the snowpack because in spring it brings a melting snow and it replenishes groundwater. More than 6 million people receive benefits through the nation's food assistance program for women, infants, and children, known as WIC. But it's not always easy to get what you might need. Unlike food stamps, the fresh produce, baby formula, and other nutritious items that are WIC approved can't quite yet be bought online. Complex requirements make it tough for smaller stores and sometimes big-name stores to participate in the WIC program. Some states are working to expand access after vendors left due to changes in the WIC program or pandemic-related store closures. The man charged with killing seven people at a 4th of July parade in 2022 asked to again be represented by public defenders after firing them a month ago. Robert Cremo III faces 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery for the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. A judge last month granted the 23-year-old request to represent himself and move up his trial date by a year. Cremo appeared in court briefly yesterday, and the judge granted his request to reappoint the Lake County public defenders as his attorneys. The U.S. Department of Justice says Karen Johnson of Cumberland stole over $200,000 from the St. Croix Chippewa Housing Authority from 2014 through 2019. The 55-year-old Johnson, who worked for the agency of the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin since 1995, used her position to write checks for personal expenses and create and approve false invoices billing the Housing Authority for work from a contractor. Johnson would then write checks drawn on the authority's funds, forge the contractor's signature, and deposit the checks into her account. And voting is good for your health. That according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Atik.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care. We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Studies link states with easy ballot access to better health outcomes, but a survey done in 2022 ranks Wisconsin just 47th in ease of voting.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chex. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
It is now time for today's vital statistics for Saturday, January 6, 2024, from WRCO News. Avis M. Spencer, 73, of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held today from 11 until 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Avis M. Spencer, 73, of Richland Center. John A. Woolley, 101, of Richland Center and formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Woodbrick Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John A. Woolley, 101, of Richland Center. We have no birth news to report.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center,